Dance, get the thumbs got now wow, tata wow, gakio, fun wood is cigar, so yan, egua.
The thumbs got now on the wagu maganak, Dallas was getting the cigar, so nice again, it's in the
Welcome back, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. It's been chaos, but you know what? Sometimes I don't know.
Well, let's just tell them the truth. I'm somehow why weeping at Dayan, so I just got back into the house.
He's lying. No,
I had to pick up my clothes. They were all burnt, and then I put them in a garbage bag. So.
It's funny you say that though, because we live like in the most Muñao part of town, and imagine if they seen something like that.
Just scrapping with
But it's been quite a few weeks. You know, we've had to take care of some family stuff, but it feels good to be back. In fact, a little preview of what you're going to hear today is we got a really good interview from Mr. Eric Large from Oni Chicxulub Saddle Lake.
Yeah, no, he was a wonderful, he was real funny when we were interviewing him there, but he was really thankful, Nawigmag, and for us to communicate. And he said, you know what, it's just a nice thing, and it's a nice surprise, because he said, you know, Nianoa, Kianoda, Neoak. The Neuino were so social people he was talking about.
Yeah. I'm excited for you guys to hear that. But in the meantime, it's pretty, it's pretty safe to say, you know, Katakwa Ginsa no, we're experiencing fall. I do see there's still a couple of Niskake Gwa. I don't know if there's any more CC Puck that are out there, eh?
Yeah, but those TT Puck.
The geese though, ducks. I don't see any more ducks, but I'm pretty sure that there's still a few geese hanging around here. I don't even know where the geese go. Hey?
Oh, I just made a song.
Geese go.
Yeah. geese go.
I honestly don't know where our geese fly to when they leave Canada, but wherever they are, it's pretty cool to know that they get to get out of the cold weather.
They go they go to Joseph Bighead in Ministiquin.
That's all? That's where they go hibernate?
They go to Saskatchewan, Ektegmanaida, Crooked Necks. They go hang out over there. And the Chiefs.
But it's, Katakwa Ginsa no, we're experiencing fall now. It's a beautiful time of year. I know we're right into September now. And what are some things that, I think there's some round dances already picking up. I think, was it Boyle Street that did they have their round dance?
The Boyle Street. And Nawagumaganak, if you're wondering why it's so nice and quiet, because our kids are in school, so that's why it's peaceful in the valley. But no, a lot of good things happening. Nawigamagan, there's round dances. Boyle Street already had one. I seen Enoch had
Thunderchild had a wedding round, I think. Yeah.
So they're coming. They're coming quite a bit. And Nico Sis Ambrose is really excited about
BC
Simuin.
Our Nicholas Ambrose, he is actually already a Onagamu. He's a singer, and we love that. And this is his first time, because, you know, he was really small when COVID started. And his first time, he's actually going to be able to go and hit the round dance trail with his dad here. I'm excited about that, because he practices all the time. And his dad even bought him a little hand drum off eBay.
It's called the Samurai drum. Samurai drum, yeah.
It's a Remo drum. It's a hand drum, and it has a big yin-yang on it. And he thinks it's the coolest thing, because he's, like, real into, like, Mortal Kombat, and it looks, like, Mortal Kombat-y.
It's real. I mean, what a quick kind of innovative way to get a drum, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good practice for the kids, right? Then as he gets older, when he becomes, I could start teaching him about Mr. Waski Xisa, right?
He actually takes really good care, because I know even in your room here where you keep your drums, when you're gone and he's here alone with me, he'll put the drum down and he'll start singing, and, you know, he'll put the stick. So he even opened up your new package of sticks that you got. he's already into them. I wanted to share a word though, since we are in September, and this is our first show of September. Do you remember how to say the month of September or what it means?
And I know it's goose month, right?
It's actually mating month.
Mating month.
Or mating moon. Oos.
Yeah.
Nuchi topi sim.
Nichi topi sim.
No. Nuchi topi sim.
Nuchagay sukpi sim.
No. No.
No?
Tsitopisim.
Tsitopisim.
No, Tsitopisim.
Tsitopisim.
Not Nichitopisim. Not No Tsigwesopisim. No Tsitopisim.
No Tsitopisim.
There you go. Yep. But I just felt like, remember back when we first started our Blue Quills days, our elder in our class, when she'd make us say something, if we didn't say it right, she'd stop us. That's how I learned how to say Oni Chikskapuni, because she kept making me say
Oni Chikskapuni.
She would probably make you re-say that.
Oni Chikskapuni.
Speaking of Blue Quills, you know, classes have started, and I'm happy to say I am a student again. Hopefully, this actually should be my last year for the master's program in Cree language. I'm really excited. You know, I'm actually a part of a linguistics class that have, that's a beautiful thing about going to school in Blue Quills is they offer these classes no matter, I do believe they have a Dene course there, and they've even did some work with some Blackfoot speakers, which is really cool.
And they added this other really wonderful class. It's called the White Class. And,
the Munyao class?
The Munyao class, Wapskuyas class. So, and I learned quite a bit of words from there, from the last class I took there. I learned that absolutely. I also learned fantastic.
Those are Dallas's Munyao words. When he's out in town or he's talking to Munyao, that's the way. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Fantastic. You can just see it in his face, and I'm like, looking at him. I was like, what?
or what my Muslim calls me. Wherever I'm at, if I'm at the band office or if I'm at a meeting, I can just hear my uncle, his name is Mouse Abraham, he just goes, I'm like, oh my God, he's talking about me. He's talking about me. Yeah,
that's funny.
But you know, it's I'm really happy to be back on the air. Everywhere I go, like if it's meetings or if it's somewhere that I go new, Nawigamagan people always say, I listen to your show. We listen to your show. And
we got to shout out somebody, though.
Yeah, we have to. I want to shout out the elder, the education elder from Frog Lake. Her name's Beatrice Cross. She said she tuned in and kept her laughing and busy on her way home.
I want to shout out Mr. Joe Steinhauer.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
My Uncle Joe. Flash. Dallas actually got to pick him up here. And shout out to everybody at the Manawanus Friendship Center. It's so cool to hear that they listen to us. You know, they're actually going to be starting a language program there. But my Uncle Joe, it was nice to hear from him, and I'm glad you got to spend some time with him.
Yeah, they said that when they do their detox, they play the Cree Chatter Hour. They all sit there and they have a good time and they just laugh. They all meet there at 6. The Backstreet Boys, the Front Street Boys, and the Side Street Boys.
The Side Street.
Just giving them all these.
That's hours. Good, though. I'm glad our people, you know, especially here, because we have a big population that either come through or live in St. Paul. And the fact that, you know, that they're reading, they get to listen to us, and that they enjoy the show. I really appreciate that. I love hearing about that. You know, I've even had some Munyawak who come up to me and like, oh, I'm not Indigenous, but I really enjoy your show. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, and speaking about shout-outs too, honey, we had Elder Francis Whiskey Jack in Stoimau.
Mm-hmm. And that's my uncle.
Yeah, he came and presented with the Education School Board in Edmonton, and that's the first thing he talked about when they talked about language. He said, wonderful program. So we did. He called me Naxim, and then he said, you know, my Naxim and my he called you his girl there, his niece. I don't know how to say it. I don't even know how to say it. But he mentioned the Cree Chatter Hour. He said, it's a wonderful program to listen to. And when I get a chance to play it to the students out there, he plays it to the students.
Oh, that's awesome. Because
he's an elder advisor for the Aboriginal program is in Edmonton.
Yeah, they're actually naming a new school after him.
They did. We mentioned that too, and it was so cool to see.
Isn't that cool though? Because like you see all these different schools, especially in the metro area, like in the big cities like that, Utenak.
Yeah.
They have all these different schools named after probably mostly Munyawak, but they have one now named after Elder Francis Whiskey Jack.
And it's called Castel Napio School.
Moya, it's not called that.
Castel Napio School. But, you know, speaking about skill, our Nitans Ava Lee wants to go to skill.
I know, they don't have a Head Start program here in St. Paul anymore. You know, that's where our oldest son went. And they don't have that program anymore, but we could have, you know, been slapping her in school this whole time. But she's really excited. This is a good time of year. It's nice to see all the kids have something to do and the parents have a little bit of quiet time again. I'm sure enjoying it. That's for sure. Speaking of all this going back to school and it being, you know, a time where our need to be a little more careful again, because, you know, all through the summer and throughout all our shows for the past year, we're saying, oh, you know, it feels good to be over COVID, but COVID is still very much here. And again, here at the Cree Chatter Hour, we want to encourage safety, especially for our elders, our knowledge keepers, and all of our relatives out there who may have compromised immune systems. You guys still keep safe. You know, make sure you take the proper protocols when you do feel sick, get tested. COVID is still very much alive out there.
Yeah, just take the time to even sanitize. I mean, yep. that helps. Kind of be aware of your surroundings if you see, if, obviously yeah. if people are,
even with us, like going, we've been in public the past couple of weeks here, you know, and I've, you know, because of my health, we've been to the hospital and medical stuff too, but we've noticed a lot of people are masking up again, especially healthcare professionals and people who are working in public places. You notice that?
Yeah. And then
during the summer, when you see somebody mask up, you kind of look at them like they're a little weird. But now you're starting to see people mask up again.
It's almost like chief and counsel. They're not allowed to say too much, right? Because I was asking those doctors questions about why are you guys masking up? I see you're wearing
Why are you wearing that?
And why is it a real cool mask and we don't ever see masks like that? Another thing I noticed too was they were kind of setting it up as a, like, you know, how you would quarantine things again.
Yeah.
Quarantine areas in certain areas. But we're not trying to
not alarm everybody, yeah, but be careful.
Take precautions when it comes to our kateak.
Beatik
awaski on the kiano, you know, take that time to be very cautious and especially, you know, if you're with, don't get kicked out. It's getting cold right now. The summer's over.
Don't act up.
Yeah, don't act up. Yeah, no, and Bill, what? Kay mo chuga, sinumsats na, kya no,
we ma gan go. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to mention before I forget. But you said that Frog Lake's going to be having their round dance, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a chief and council. Round dance, November 4th.
Woohoo!
Looha, looha, looha! So come out and dance. Come and celebrate with us. It's the inauguration round dance that we're having there. And I think it's the first time they have that in such, I think they said 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Eh? And it was me. I did all of that.
I'm excited though, but I know you've been in council now for how many months?
5 months.
But it felt almost like a year. I'm not going to lie.
I'll say only 5 months, but I think we had our first experience of where I had to go. I had to go meetings, mana. And you know what? It's quite an experience, to tell you the truth. You know,
it must be nice to sleep in with no kids.
No, you really, and then
enjoy a hotel room, chi.
It's real quiet and just muggy. And then, I'm so lost. You know, I went to this meeting. I didn't even have shoes. I didn't have socks. I didn't even have gel for my hair.
Because usually, like, when we go places, I make sure, Dallas, did you bring this? Dallas, you have this kind of stuff? And I didn't go, so he was in a rush to go. He picked up it, and here he was just wearing his sandals. And sweats, messy hair. And I told him, I called him, and he's like, look, I didn't even want to move off the table because I'm wearing sandals. And then I was like, go get yourself some shoes. You don't have to look real rugged.
Go get yourself some shoes.
Some shoes.
What's up with some of your shoes? Yeah, so I just sat at that table because then, oh, man, their meetings start at 8 and it goes right till 5. And you
sit there the whole time.
Yeah, I had to sit there and then, which is okay because, I mean, the more you sit there, the more you learn. And I think it shows, how punctual and respectful you are as a leader because you want to hear your boards, right? So it was a good meeting. It was a good 2 meetings and, wow, yeah, it was something. Because after that, you've taken so much information to Wigmagan, you're very tired.
I know what I'm going to address all your presence this Miyomonto Gisago to now.
Oh man, damn,
I'm gonna put that on all your presents now.
Yeah, I call him my uncle. It means Ukrainian.
Ukrainian. He's the Ukrainian chief.
What a guy, man. Yeah. it's my uncle.
He's not talking to me. Don't make eye contact.
Then I go, oh, hello, Tansek. Tamskat nabal.
How you doing?
How you doing, uncle? How much do you need?
Stay tuned, though. Right after these messages, we have an awesome interview with Mr. Eric Large of Saddle Lake. You know, I'm really happy and excited to share this interview with you. Actually, at our Saddle Lake powwow, I was gifted a really old picture of my ancestors, Wapa Su Egua Weepim is. And I'm really excited to hear this interview. You know, Eric is a really awesome knowledge keeper in my community. And actually, I believe he was a former chief.
He was. And I want to be called Weepimis because I love that guy.
Weepimis.
Weepimis.
We got to share stories like that. You know what? My late Uncle Charlie had so much stories about our family history, about, you know, Weepimis, Mystic, Igwa, Wandering Spirit even.
Windy
and
Boy.
Wapasu, Windy Boy, and how we're related. And, you know, we have relatives all over. But you guys stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour and our interview with Mr. Eric Large.